called in prior to the preseason for the Brewers season. I had told you what the line was for the over and under.
Yeah.
You were ready to mortgage the house and everything. I said it was 77.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was less than 77.
Well, I would have lost my house, I suppose. But
what do you think this year?
Well, you know, I'm not going to give the division. A lot of people are already giving the division to the Cardinals. I'm not convinced that the Cardinals don't have some issues to deal with as well. And it all comes down to health for any team, and especially teams
exactly.
like the Brewers. They got to stay healthy. They can't
like
lose a Ryan Braun. They can't lose an Aramis Ramirez for an extended period of time.
I got them at 75 this year. They don't have the pitch, and I'm questioning Ricky Weeks that he'll be back. Cause they had this kid come in last year at the second half. I think it was Casey something.
Scooter Gannett. And,
he's played a great second. He's got some pop in the bat.
Yeah.
Get rid of Weeks.
I think you'll see that happen. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take another call before our news break. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning, Tom. Steve, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Steve, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Wanted to make a comment regarding the police chief.
Yeah.
I agree one strike is not out. And I wanted a little bit of a clarification. I'm familiar right now with a case where an individual is getting his fourth DUI, okay? However, he has not had one for 12 years, and he's still facing felony charges now. So I'm not sure that the record is expunged anymore with any amount of time that has passed. And,
so you're saying he must have gone into a program or something cleaned up, and now he's fallen off the wagon again and had a problem. Should there be a time period where those earlier arrests get expunged and you start over?
Well, he's a full-grown adult now.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back to when he was a young man when this originally happened to him.
Yeah.
So I wonder about that. And also, I would just like to ask some of the other callers, what do they want to do with this man? I mean, take his livelihood away with one human mistake. What do they want to do with him? They want him killed? They want him homeless?
No,
what
I wouldn't
want
go
to do with the guy. I don't believe taking a livelihood away from an individual with one strike of a DUI. I don't want to live in that kind of world.
So all right, yeah,
I'll hang up and listen to you.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And I would agree with you. Even the guy who's on the public payroll, I'm not sure that, and I don't agree with one strike and you're out in this situation, even though it is the police chief. And obviously, yes, he should have known better. He should be above the law. He should be squeaky clean, yada, yada, yada. And it's not like he was embezzling public funds. It's not like he was running an illegal gambling operation out of the back of the police department. He had a human frailty that thousands of Americans have every day. It's not like he's getting off scot-free, although I would imagine some of our callers disagree and think that the punishment is pretty much scot-free. But I would suggest that, one strike and you're out in this situation is too much of a punishment. But I can understand where people would disagree, and we will see if more people disagree when we come back from our news break. We're going to take a break. We'll have some news coming up and then back with more feedback on WSAU.
You break your back every day on the farm or the construction site. You do it for a roof over your head, food on your plate, and a few things from the kids' endless wish list. And just maybe you and the wife might want to take a well-deserved vacation. You put in the effort every day, and you want to work with an equipment dealer who does the same. That's Swiderski Equipment, trained to help you pick the right machine for the job. That's why Swiderski Equipment has been chosen as Doosan's only Wisconsin dealer. Doosan offers strong performance where it counts. Their line of excavators offers powerful bucket forces and superior control ability. Doosan's wheel loaders provide exceptional lifting capabilities and enough traction to penetrate hard materials. Add an articulated dump truck and you'll have the perfect combination of machines to help you keep your farm or construction business working hard every day. Durability, ease of maintenance, fuel efficiency, plus an unbeatable warranty. Doosan delivers it all. Swiderski, Doosan, and you, partners on the job with 5 central Wisconsin locations to serve you. Visit partnersonthejob.com.
It's auto show season at the Brickner Family Auto Group. At Brickner's of Wausau, get an auto show bonus rebate of $500 on all Chrysler Town & Country, Dodge Grand Caravan, Jeep Patriot, Chrysler 200, and Ram 1500 Quad. Combine the current $5,000 truck month incentive on Ram 1500 with an extra auto show bonus and you have a whopping $5,500 cash rebate. Grab a Ram Quad Cab 4x4 Express, two-time Motor Trend Truck of the Year with a Hemi and 20-inch chrome wheels for just $29,990. At Brickner's of Wausau, we have put together a special finance package that includes a low, low interest rate up to 84 months, making your new Ram 1500 quad cab truck payment a better value than buying a used truck. So don't miss out on the auto show extra bonus of $500 at Brickner's of Wausau, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Visit us on the web at BricknerFamily.com. Tax, title, service fee extras.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg, we say if you're gonna dream, dream big. Your toes in the sand on a secluded stretch of Caribbean beach. Seeing the greatest stars of today's music in Las Vegas. Shopping the world-famous Rodeo Drive in Hollywood. Stuffing your wallet with more money than it could possibly hold. Big enough for you? The Big Dream Giveaway is on at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. Beginning January 3rd, 2014. Be here Fridays and Saturdays to qualify. Just be playing your favorite Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg hot slots with your rewards club card at the time of our hourly hot seat drawings to win cash. Then on March 1st, we make dreams come true when you could walk away with a $5,000 trip voucher to the destination of your choice and $10,000 in cash. Got big dreams? Go for it. The Big Dream Giveaway is at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. Qualify on Fridays and Saturdays. Win on March 1st. $10,000 in cash and a $5,000 travel certificate. Must be 21 or older to play. See the Rewards Club for complete rules and details. Dream big, because Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg is your ticket to more.
The residents of Valley View Nursing Home love it when Tammy comes to visit. Sure, they're happy to see her, but they're a bit more excited to see her corgi puppies. Her furry little friends create a widespread outbreak of puppy love.
Oh, look at you!
Because of people like Tammy, Cenex created Tanks of Thanks, free fuel for those who go above and beyond for their communities.
I could just eat you up. It's just an expression, silly.
Nominate someone you know at tanksofthanks.com. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Planning a family getaway this winter? Come to Madison and get half off your second night. The Holiday Inn and Suites Madison West and Crawdaddy Cove Water Park are again offering our two-night weekend special. Call 1-800-HOLIDAY and ask for dates and availability. That's your second night at 50%. Holiday Inn and Suites Madison West. Call 1-800-HOLIDAY and ask for our buy one, get one half off promotion. It's subject to availability, not available to groups or other specials. Advance reservations required.
In a male-dominated building business, women may not feel like if they...
The news is brought to you by Haas Building Supply.
News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. Still sub-zero temperatures across the region. It's minus 14 in Wausau. We'll get into the lower teens above zero today. We will also have some snow this afternoon, 1 to 3 inches possible by nightfall. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. We're following developments now from the Ukraine, where Viktor Yanukovych has just issued his latest news conference from the Russian-dominated part of his nation. He says he still considers himself the rightful president of the Ukraine. He says he will not take part in new elections that are scheduled for May. And he says outside forces led to his ouster from office. Governor Walker says the search of one of his former aides' home was not behind a decision to have his staff sign a written ethics pledge. They have to promise that they will not be working on outside campaigns during taxpayer-paid-for time. The governor says actually the suggestion came from his chief of staff.
You know, we started out in 2011 enacting something very similar to what Governor Dwell had in the past when Eric Shute came on as chief of staff. We took it a step further and actually required not only the training that we had in review, but ultimately all of our staff to sign documents saying that they were not only had reviewed that and were trained in that, but that they adhered by that.
There are so many people who use their computer video cameras for inappropriate uses that a lot of people are concerned about a British intelligence revelation that they may have collected information by tapping into those webcams for those who use the Yahoo video service.
NSA worker Edward Snowden, Britain's spies collected still images from millions of Yahoo users' webcams, even if there was no evidence to suggest they were suspects in a crime, that including a significant amount of sexual content, according to a report in Britain's Guardian newspaper. Yahoo says it was unaware of this and says if the report is true, it represents a whole new level of privacy violations. Britain isn't commenting specifically, but says its spy agencies work within the law. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
The Woodson YMCA near downtown Wausau is announcing a major expansion. They'll build a 6,000-square-foot annex to the north part of the building on 3rd Street. They'll also renovate the south entrance. They'll move the daycare once the project is done from the upper floors to street level, and will have a new mini-care service. Fundraising began last summer and was completed at the end of the year. In sports yesterday, the Brewers were preseason winners over the A's. First preseason game of the year, 11-3. Ryan Braun with a home run in his first at-bat. The Badgers hockey team off this weekend. Badgers basketball, an early start Sunday. 10 a.m. pregame. Tip-off at 11 against Penn State. The Nittany Lions upset Ohio State last night. Let's get a preview of what's coming up now in a half hour on today's Jerry Bader Show.
Coming up after 9, we could have the worst free speech rights ruling by a court ever. The Tea Party at 5 years old. Buy or sell? A camera sneaked into the Supreme Court this week is reviving an old debate. Should cameras be allowed at all SCOTUS oral arguments? And no, this is not The Onion, the overlooked economic value of an art history degree. The Jerry Bader Show after 9. News, talk, sports, WSAU.
Thanks, Jerry. Let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We are going to warm above freezing today, even though we are right now at minus 14. We'll have a high today in the low teens. 1 to 3 inches of snow possible by sundown into the early evening. This should end before midnight. Overnight, cloudy, very cold, with a low 0 to -5. And during the day on Saturday, cloudy, some more light snow possible, mostly south of Wausau, dusting to an inch. Saturday's highs are going to be in the mid-single numbers. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News station, WSAU.
In a male-dominated building business, women may not feel like if they walk into a lumber yard that they're going to be taken seriously or they're going to be listened to.
Becky Preuss, Wisconsin homeowner and happy customer of Haas Builders Supply.
I think Haas Builders Supply is great at working with women. They will listen to you, all your ideas, and try to come up with a solution for you. I didn't know exactly how I wanted it to be, but they were willing to work with me and get the bathroom just right. They actually went above and beyond and came up with 5 different sketches as to how that bathroom would be configured. Haas Builder Supply did listen and they did care. They wanted to work with me.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're looking for someone to help you fix up your home, new construction or remodeling, Haas Builder Supply is ready to listen in Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids. For hours and directions, visit Haas, that's H-A-A-S, buildersupply.com.
And we're back here on Feedback. I'm Tom King. Seth off today, Monday and Tuesday, and he'll be back on Wednesday. Let's go back to the phone here, because we've had a caller hanging on. Good morning. Who am I talking to?
It's Brian.
Brian, go ahead. And you told me beforehand that you are involved in law enforcement, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm just trying to clarify a few questions you guys seem to have over the past 2 days that I've been traveling.
Okay, you've heard it all, and you probably were annoyed, so lay it on us here.
Actually, not annoyed, no, but as far as everybody's concerned about how the police chief would get from point A to point B, because he probably, you know, conformed to all the rules and everything, he's going to be able to get what's called an occupational license, which is going to give him a restriction to drive for work, as well as some other outside activities, but you're not going to be having to pay somebody to drive him around.
Now that
that's
not automatic, right? You got to do some things before you can get an occupational license.
You have to get together with the DOT and meet their qualifications. You have to have gone through and not resisted and conformed to the testing, you know, which apparently he did because they have the blood results and everything.
You have to take some classes, I think, as well, and go through some of those. You know, you talk to counselors and things like that.
Yep. The drug and alcohol counseling.
All right, let me ask you this: as part of your contract, if you were arrested for OWI off duty, would you immediately be fired?
No.
No. What would the determination be as far as the penalty that you would face?
Usually,
outside over and above what the DOT is going to lay on you with points and fines and loss of license.
Yep, it all comes down to your contracts that you're involved in. I've been familiar with some departments that it is written in there that obviously you need a driver's license. There's a lot of cost that's involved. You know, who's going to pay the cost for the alcohol sensor that's going to be obviously in a squad car? And I heard yesterday, you know, there's an embarrassment factor there. You pick up a drunk and you got to pull in your own machine.
yeah.
You know, there's a cost factor for insurance for his employer. You know, that's where a lot of the truck drivers, semi-drivers that are around the country, their companies put it into their contract that if you get one strike and you're out, that's a monetary punishment against the company, and that's why they're cutting ties with them, because that gets real expensive.
Yeah. If you got picked up for OWI while on duty, what happens then?
If I did?
If a law enforcement officer gets picked up for OWI while on duty, is that a fireable offense?
Generally not. Obviously, it goes back to the personnel committee. You take it away from your superiors and everything that are involved. Most departments are either going to have a city council or a law enforcement committee.
Police and fire commission. Yeah.
Police and fire commission, yep. So that it goes back to the public, the people that are elected to represent the citizens of the community. My big concern with hearing a lot of your customers or people that are calling in is the higher standard issue.
Yeah.
Now, in my personal opinion, yes, you got to have, in this job, you got to have your intestinal fortitude and everything. However, the other side of that coin is you can't discipline anybody, in my opinion, because of what their profession is. If you get on that slippery slope, where do you stop? It's got to be the punishment through the courts and the judicial system has to be equal for everybody. And then it goes to the personnel, your employer, your contract, that type of stuff for additional punishment.
Well, would you get punishment from your professional organizations? I mean, lawyers and doctors have professional organizations that will censor activities that they don't deem to be ethical or above reproach. Does law enforcement have something like that?
Yeah, but that's a different standard than an alcohol violation. That's more where you're going to get disciplined for physically abusing somebody, your demeanor. So, regrettably, in the state of Wisconsin, in my personal opinion, is we are such an alcohol-soaked state that it has become such commonplace, irregardless of occupation, that we are way too lenient on alcohol abuse.
And they are talking about making first-time OWI more than what it is now, more than a misdemeanor and more than the fine that's being paid now.
Well, that's the other thing. A first-time OWI offense is not a crime at all. Basically, it's an expensive speeding ticket. It's a civil forfeiture. Your second, third are misdemeanors. Fourth, depending on how close the gaps are, can turn into a felony, or if you have a small child under the age of 16 with you, and then fifth and consecutive are all felonies.
So the first one is not even a misdemeanor. It's
no.
Huh.
It's a civil forfeiture. It's an expensive speeding ticket. It's that level. The other thing is, yesterday I heard that leaving the scene of an accident. Now, I don't know the specifics on this case, but putting your vehicle in a ditch with no damage to it is not an accident. Slippery road, you drive in a ditch. You don't have to report that to the police. You should, obviously, for traffic control and stuff. But it's not deemed a crash, an accident. There's no damage. So there's a lot of specifics I don't know about this. Now, if he had damage and he left and he went home, then you're leaving the scene of a crash. If you just slide in the ditch and you got the front wheel stuck in the ditch and you can't get out, you leave your car, you're not
breaking the law.
You're not breaking the law. Common sense says, yeah, you call, you get a record, and you get your car out of the side of the road where, somebody's going to hit the brakes and slide in after you type of stuff.
Yeah. All right, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Thanks for the info.
You betcha.
We've got lots of calls coming in. People want to weigh in on this. Back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Matt, down in the Fox River Valley.
Hey, Matt, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to find out if you remembered, what did they do with Peg Lautenschlager when she was AG and she got nabbed for drunk driving. What kind of punishment did she get?
Well, you know, she was an elected official, and she took... Now, I'd have to look it up. I can't remember. Do you remember what happened?
No, I can't. That's why I thought I'd call the expert here.
If I remember right, she decided not to run for office because, obviously, that would have been a big part of the reelection campaign. I'd have to look that up. Off the top of my head, I can't remember what happened with her.
Well, one other quick question, and I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm going to listen tomorrow morning for my answer.
Okay.
Your temperature this morning in Wausau is 22 below. We had 15 below down here. Toughest winter since 1903, I think.
Right.
And the most snow.
Mm-hmm.
We got ships freezing in the ice, in the sea ice, in the Antarctic.
Mm-hmm.
How does this figure into global warming? And I'll listen tomorrow morning for your...
Well, I can give you an answer right now. There's a difference between climate change and weather. They are not the same thing. They are not controlled by the same things. And just because you have a bad winter with lots of snow and lots of ice, that does not discount climate change. As much as the right would have you believe that,
but
it doesn't.
I would like an explanation from you on how that works. How when it's cold, it's climate change. When it's warm, it's climate change. I need to understand this.
Extreme weather is all right, and we can talk about it if we have time tomorrow.
Otherwise,
I'll ask Justin to give us his expert commentary on that as well. Thanks for the call. Let's see. Back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Oh, Larry.
Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, I got 3-4 questions here that you could answer over a period of time.
Okay.
Okay, what's the Republicans' alternative to the health insurance that they don't like now?
They don't have one.
Okay.
They don't have one.
How much is the top 10% income increased over the other 90% since 1980?
Oh, income inequality has widened immensely. I don't know the exact number, but it's gone way up.
Okay. And how much debt increased each year since each president since 1980?
Okay.
And I can go way back to Eisenhower, Reagan, George Bush. The country all went backwards under those, and some of the others brought it ahead.
Well, like anything else, there was good and bad under every president. You can make good and bad things that happen under any president. This president, though, because of the the social media, the right-wing squawk machine, this president has been under a microscope, and anything that things that are positive that come out of this administration get thrown under the rug, whitewashed, thrown under and ignored, while every foible, every mistake, every misstep gets built up into such huge proportions that and blown way out of proportion in many cases. All right, we need to take a break. I know that will get people with their eyes bulging out, and phone lines are open if you want to call in and give us a call on feedback this morning. Feel free. It's Open Lines on WSAU.
You remember when candidate Obama told supporters to get in Republicans' faces back 2008? He said, whether they're independent or whether they're Republican, I want you to argue with them and get in their face. Fast forward to 2014 at an Organizing for Action event in Washington. Obama told supporters to correct Republicans who repeat wrong information from conservative news outlets. He claimed that's why so many people haven't signed up for Obamacare. He said if you reach out to your Republican friend who can't stand Obama, but they watch the wrong newscast, and you all know those folks, some uncle or cousin, you love them to death, but they come in with all this information is just wrong. And you're shaking your head, but you decide you don't want to get in an argument with them because you haven't seen them in a while and you miss them, their family, right? So if you're able to reach out to them and you just say, take a look here and here, and let's go on the website. There's the price. There's the plan. Here's the tax credit. Here's what it'll cost you. Come on, Uncle Joe. I know you don't have health insurance. You may not like the president, but this is really a good deal. Now, poor old Uncle Joe, he used to have a health plan, the one Obama said he could keep, along with his doctor and his prescriptions. They're all gone now, thanks to Obama. Face facts, Obama is delusional.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
What if your loved one has a stroke or suffers from Alzheimer's or some other disease and suddenly needs nursing home care? Once the shock wears off, you'll want to know how to get help paying the $6,000 to $8,000 per month or more that good nursing home care costs. You can't afford to make a mistake. Your life savings are at risk. I'm Elder Law Attorney Jeff Drock with a message of hope for Wisconsin families who have a loved one in a nursing home. There are often steps you can take to protect your home and more of your money if you get the right advice. We've helped thousands of area families. Let us help yours, too. Don't go broke in a nursing home. Call our team of Medicaid crisis lawyers at the Drock Elder Law Center to help protect your home and your money and to regain your peace of mind. Call 715-842-0606 or drockelderlaw.com.
Is excess weight affecting your health or daily life? If you are considering obesity surgery or bariatric surgery, it is important to learn everything you can about the procedure. Recognized as a center of excellence in metabolic bariatric surgery, here at Ministry Medical Group's bariatric surgery program, we know that sustained weight loss is a challenge. Our unique approach to weight loss surgery means that you will work with one team devoted entirely to you. We are committed to providing the highest level of patient care every step of the way. Ministry Medical Group Bariatric Surgery Program's home office is located in Stevens Point, with outreach clinics in Weston and Rhinelander.
I'm Dr. Kelvin Sullen. As a board-certified and fellowship-trained bariatric surgeon, I would like to tell you about how bariatric surgery can assist you in a healthier life. Please register to attend one of our upcoming informational sessions to learn more about our Bariatric Surgery Center of Excellence at Ministry Health by visiting mygreatreason.com.
Reached your breaking point with traffic backups? Avoid them with Sig Alert. Before you head home today, check out SigAlert.com. On the go, stay alert by downloading the Sig Alert app for your iPhone or go to SigAlert.com for details on how to test the new Android app.
Productivity is critical to the success of your business, and that's why I'm excited to tell you about Charter Business Internet. Charter Business just doubled their internet speeds from 30 to 60 megabits per second without increasing their price. Now, that's over 8 times faster than Frontier 7 Meg DSL, and Charter Business Internet is still just $55 per month when bundled. That kind of value is unheard of. With Charter Business 60 Meg Internet, your business can download bigger files and support more employees and devices than you ever could with slow DSL from the phone company. Now, time is money. You know that. So start saving both with the fastest business internet for the price. Call Charter Business today, 855-FAST-001, and get 60 megabits internet for just $55 a month when bundled. That's 855-FAST-001, 855-237-8001. Call Charter right now.
Advertising pioneer John Wanamaker once said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. The trouble is, I don't know which half." If you're responsible for the advertising of your business, you've probably felt the same way. Michael Galt, a nationally recognized author, speaker, and entrepreneur, can help you figure out which half you're wasting during one of two free advertising seminars on Wednesday, March 12th. The first seminar will be held at 8:30 that morning at Dale's Weston Lanes. The second seminar will be held at noon at Sky Club in Stevens Point. Food and refreshments will be provided at both seminars. No, Michael is not going to tell you to spend all of your money on radio. You'll get an even-handed view of all of the major advertising mediums and how to use each one. There won't be any sales pitches. There's no obligation on your part. Just make your reservation, show up, and find out exactly how you can get the most out of your advertising budget. Space will be limited. Don't miss out on this opportunity. RSVP now at WSAU.com.
And we're back here on Feedback. Just a couple of minutes remaining. So if you want to call, call quickly and call now, and we'll try to sneak in another call. We've got WSAU Center Stage coming up here to take us up to the news. And then the Jerry Bader Show after 9 o'clock this morning. It's interesting. I had no idea what that Rush Morning Minute was going to be about. Just before we go into that, I basically said a lot of the same things that he said, only he was mocking it. I had no idea that I was so prescient that I knew that Rush was going to mock me as soon as I hit the button there. But I probably should have known that, right? 715-845-2155, the number to call. We're just about out of time. You've got a few seconds to give us a call or feedback. We'll wrap up for the week. We'll be back Monday. Seth on vacation, Monday and Tuesday, enjoying himself in Bermuda on the beach, he said, with a fruity drink with a paper umbrella in it, and didn't take his phone along. So let's go. One more call here, quickly. Yep, and they disappeared. All right. Do we have time for one more? Well, if they call right now, we'll have time for one more. All right. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
It's Gordon.
Gordon, quickly. Go ahead.
Hey, if any law enforcement officer gets picked up for drunk driving while on duty, man, it's got to be immediately fired. I heard you talk about that earlier.
Okay, and I would imagine a lot of people agree with you on that. Thanks for the call. Yep.
Unbelievable.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know, you would think that that would be something that, and maybe that would, a fire and police commission or a city council would do that. I don't know if that's part of the negotiated contracts with the police union or not, but you would certainly think that being drunk on duty would be a fireable offense. All right, we're out of time for today. It's time for Center Stage, taking us to the news and the Jerry Bader Show on WSAU.
Saturday night is a night of music, food, and charity at UW Marathon County. Hello, I'm Larry Lee, and this is Center Stage, our weekly look at the arts on WSAU and WSAU.com. Tomorrow night at UWMC, it's EATS, and here to tell us about it is Christine McCaslin. Tell us more about the event.
EATS stands for Educational Assistance Through Scholarship, and it is in its 31st year at UW Marathon County, and it was started to solely raise money for scholarships for our students in order to help them continue with their college education and offset the costs of higher ed. And so for 31 years, we've been working really hard to provide good food, good music, good drink, and an exciting time, a wonderful silent auction for all of our guests, and all in the hopes of raising money for our students.
Who's on stage?
Well, we are going to have performances from local jazz ensembles and local community artists, and we're going to have